Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Uncle.
My name is Jeffrey Himes. I write about music for the Washington Post and the Baltimore City Paper. It gives me great pleasure to introduce one of my favorite young American string bands playing songs from a new album, Waterloo. Please welcome Uncle Earl. Thank you.
I used to live in Annapolis. Exit 16, not the 50. Davidsonville Road. I've been there for many years. That's right. Let's have a hand for Davidsonville Road. I'm very happy to play at the Ramshead with my own band. It's really, it's pretty special. Thanks for having us here. I believe we're about to sing you another number here.
It's the first of many drinking songs.
Yeah.
They all have very mixed messages, though. This is one of repentance.
You'll find us very ambivalent about drinking, but we'll sing a lot about it.
A lot of waffling on the subject of drinking, but starting out on a repentant note here. You can decide for yourselves at the end of the evening exactly what you think. We think about drinking.
Amen. my Lord told his disciple. After I am risen and gone, you will meet with troubles and trials. Bye bye, my rebukes and you can review me all you want to. I'm traveling home to God. I'm well acquainted with crosses and all my ways. My warfare
about the Rams Head forever. It's, you know, lots of funny people that we like play here.
It's because you're a folk.
Yeah. I like the folk music. And it's really an honor to come and play here. And you guys are awesome. And this room is fantastic. Anyway, thanks for coming and hanging out with us tonight. We didn't know so many people were going to show up.
More of the sides of our bodies. It's a
good
thing. And if that's not folky, I don't know what.
It's just because, you know, you're over there. We love you. All right.
Lock up the door, throw away the key. You'll get no more love from me. Don't you know my name? Won't always be the same. Love the day. Behind the door, beneath your feet, stepping on a heart that beats. I'm nearly 21. My race has only just begun. Hang your in your head and cry, you just said your last goodbye.
that sort of borrowed from my friends and in a bluegrass band out in Colorado where I'm from. Bluegrass is the thing to do out there, and there are many, many pickers and many, many bands forming out there. One of the most exciting is a band called Spring Creek, and they won the Telluride contest and the Rocky Grass contest this year. And their mandolin player wrote this sweet little song about being up in the mountains. It's called High Up in the Mountains. So, like this.
It's part of the inflection.
Don't you know I'm running? Don't you know I'm running? Later. Well, speaking of color, we're going to do the most colorful song. It's pretty basic, but I am the webmaster of our website, so I get all the emails. So if anyone, marriage proposals for all these girls, I read them first, just so you know. There have been some. But there's also all the good ones. For some reason, in the past few weeks, people have been emailing saying, I'm going to come to this show, and will you play the song? It's sort of like emailing your request. And it's never really happened very much in the past.
It's a new trend.
It is a new trend. And it's good, because sometimes we forget songs that we know, and sometimes we just stand up here and think, what do we do next? But we're going to do this one by request. Someone emailed in.
This is an email request?
This is an email request, of course. Former hometown girl, clogger, ukulele player, guitar player, piano player, singer, award-winning songwriter, cute as a button, please make welcome, this is Kristen Andreasen. She wrote this next song, it's on her album, Kiss Me Hello.
I will amend that statement, though, because I have a very dear friend who I believe is in the audience who co-wrote this song with me. So I know she's out there in the darkness, but this one was written with Megan Downs.
Megan!
And we thought before the show, it's always like, who do you ask to come up and sing and dance and play with you? You know, we know a bunch of you out there are musicians in the audience, and we decided on this one in particular to have you stay seated on purpose so you can lead the audience in the sing-along that is about to ensue. If you feel it welling up inside yourselves, don't resist. Just sing along on this little...
This is a folk venue.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is it.
Shine, just about the
doesn't make a color. Draw my love. Color to draw. Introductions all around theme, and I was going to tell you about the woman on my left who is wearing the little, what are those? The fairy sleeves. They work really well on stage. It's Sally Truitt's shirt, really? Oh, all right, Sally Truitt's shirt. Anyway, beautiful sort of fairy sleeves, and she's the style maven in the band. She insisted on, I thought my hair was kind of rock star because it had braids in it from yesterday that I took out, and she was like, just a minute. She plugged in the curling iron. She had, you know, little suggestions. She's like that. She brings all sorts of great things to us, to the band, including this next song, which is an original song of hers, and it's one of the things I met this woman at the Augusta Heritage Workshops, actually, in West Virginia. Anybody ever been there? The Augusta Heritage Center is this little college in Elkins, West Virginia, and they teach music and dance and folk arts and paper mache and, you know, how to light a fire with a magnifying glass and, I don't know, stuff like that. Anyway, we met there, and she had just written this song. It was quite a long time ago, and it's on her CD, a little tan one that I love very much, and I insisted that we bring it into the band recently because it's winter, and this is a song about fleeing. We decided to tour once again in the Midwest in winter, something we promised not to do every year and then have done for the last 3 years. This band has been together. This song is about leaving the snow for New Mexico, and the woman who wrote it is Casey Groves. find a way to kick this December Midwestern blues. And if you knew what I know, you'd pack your bags and you would go to New Mexico. So
billows heave on the rocks, they are crashing.
Okay, we're on to the next drinking song. This is not repentant at all. This celebrates the act as well as other things of celebratory nature. And this is a 21 and up show, I think. If not, take your children to the lobby. It's a song that's on our album, Waterloo, Tennessee. And there you have it. You know, this is the most...
How do I get this? If you have a little girl and you play the album, this is the song she's most likely to end up singing.
At least we've found out, because people keep sending us videos of their really tiny children singing this song.
It's cute.
It's
really cute.
Surreal. It's really
surreal. Surreal.
And the moms think it's so cute. They're like, what? Sing it for her. You know, like when they come in person, and like, come on, why aren't you singing? Go sing it. And they won't sing it when they're in front of us, they have to send us a video, you know? Yeah.
And they do, they send them. So if you have any videos of your children singing any of our songs at all.
We're thinking about dedicating a page to a little girl singing the song, actually, on our website.
See?
There's another song little girls who sang, too. We saw some little girl in the bathtub singing
Going to the West.
That
might be a local girl. Is that right?
Chrissy's girl.
Chrissy.
Is that Kaylee? I think that was Avery Galante, but that was a long time ago. She's probably 16 now. Horrified.
Hate same time video posted.
Right when she starts high school. Oh, here we go. Here's the DMV blues.
Feel free to
sing. All right.
I take to loafing like a fish takes to a lake. I take to loafing like a fish takes to a lake. It's early in the morning and Lord, I'm still awake. You're lonely, you're lonely. I was born in the country, thinks I'm easy to fool. I was born in the country, thinks I'm easy to fool. I was born in the country, but I ain't nobody's fool. You're lonely, you're lonely. Got a man in Kentucky, one in Tennessee.
Say it.
Jesse would
Yeah!
such a folky scene here. We decided to do something really folky. We're going to do a coal mining song for you that tells a story. And it was popular about the time I was in about 10th grade. This is called Canary in a Coal Mine.
Oh, this.
Believe it or not, she's tuning her mute.
It's a lost cause, especially tonight. It's really a lost cause.
Straight away, ukes.
So, that's a toneless little thing. Ooh. I just got it close. I got it too close. I just whacked it out a little bit just for you guys. It's a little, it's, you know, it was almost in tune, you know, so I had to fix that.
My dog has Well, you fix that.
So,
it just sounds like whack, whack, whack to me.
Have you guys seen, we have like an entire mall of merchandise out there, and we would love for you to go and peruse at the Uncle Earl shop. But
we have new t-shirts, and we're actually, all of us want to take some home, but we all agreed that we had to wait and see if we sold them or not, so don't buy them.
But really, when you're out there perusing, please sign up on our email list, because we'd love to keep in touch with you.
Are you there?
Oh my goodness, she's got it in tune. And she buys all the health food in Tennessee, I will tell you. Her kitchen is always stocked. for us when we get there. It's like any herbal tea you could possibly want, any vitamin supplement, and anything leafy and green is in.
Yeah!
Hey, you thought I was making some kind of innuendo, but I wasn't. I mean, leafy greens. She's really into them. I mean, she's completely stoned right now. Yeah, we have to work on our image.
No, you don't.
We need to tell everyone that we do lots of drugs. She's totally stoned, man. Totally out of it.
Woo!
Biggest stoner in the band. Make her welcome. You can see her running around also with an amazing group of musicians called the Sparrow Quartet. She sings in English and in Mandarin. So look out for her. She'll be all over the place this year. This is Abigail Washburn.
Thank you.
something to play, but then we checked our email back there and we got a request, so we have to tune for 1 second.
Absolutely.
Did you all see our video?
Yes! Coach Fruit Tonic!
Cultural revolution and food of the upper classes and lower classes. It has this great,
It's actually about Ma Zedong and his like favorite dish and whether or not you like it. And if you like it, you're a conformist. If you don't, you're more like, not conformist.
Okay, exactly. That's exactly what she said. And we were always kind of like, whoa, that's deep.
I just got it. All right.
So then we were in Colorado one time. We had our friend who speaks Chinese come up on stage with us. It was just an idea, spur of the moment. We said, you'll be our simultaneous translator and tell us what this song is really about. She sang the first line. She's not on cue here. She sang the first line, and it sounded just like this. She said,
oh.
Yeah, see, that's it. And our friend, the translator, said, bacon! Then we really knew what it was all about. And so that's your audience participation moment. You're going to learn some Chinese here. And Gail says,
Hong Shao Ru.
You guys say,
Bacon!
Oh, they've got their part. They're amazing. Okay, well, I've got their attention. I'm going to introduce our friend Daniel Nicely. He's going to come up here and play some guitar. Yay! I was stranger to you last week. I think he said he was at the Ramsay 3 times in the last week or something like that to see different kinds of music. He plays all over. And he's playing with me at a show on February 16th. At the Lyceum in Alexandria. So my friend Kent made these little flyers, which you can find in the front if you want to come out and hear some more of my songs, like Crayola and a whole bunch of others with an all-star band, including Danny and his brother Neil and some Footworks dancers that are out here tonight. Please come down. It will be a lot of fun. And, can I have another song for the people? There we go. Inspired to get up and recreate the video. Make sure the Rams head has some insurance. Okay, insurance. We're gonna do the video. There's a lot of dancers in this area. From this general area, so much great music and dance, and seldom seen. Yeah. Footworks, the troupe that.
Yeah.
How much more cool stuff could come from this area?
Well, Ransett happens to have one of the coolest stage managers around, backstage managers, and we've got a fellow that not only was he attendant to our beck and call, but he mentioned that he makes his own djembes and. He happened to have one in his car, so please take one from the stage, Mr. Brad.
T-shirts.
real stylish, Casey. That's an endorsement. If Ring wears them, they must be cool.
Nice, nice.
You too could walk around your town and
in a very soft shirt.
It's really soft, it's awesome.
But don't buy it, I want it.
Save one for Abby. Well, thanks again for having us, for Uncle Earl.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, as long as you have
bacon.
Bacon!
I got one.
Bacon!
Bacon! I like that.
Reaper!
I like bacon better than Reaper. We're going to do a song that, I think it originally comes from New Zealand. And it was made popular during World War
Three.
Well, I'm trying to bring it back.
Iraq.
And it's definitely a song about being left behind and watching your boy go off to the war. So we're in the UK. In the fall, people would sing along to this song. They knew it somehow. I thought I dug this one up from a dusty, dusty corner, but I don't know. I have to dig deeper next time. This one's called Now Is the Hour. Thanks again for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.